Our witness is Mr. Williamson's brother, Andrew, an overseer. And what was your brother's, Mr. Williamson's, advice to you on the topic of Negro management?
Similar. Very similar to the advice of the late John C. Calhoun.
One.
Never permit any order you give to be disobeyed or disregarded. Without a strict inquiry into it, and punish the offender if necessary.
Two!
Set the first example of strict attention to your duties, and you may with the more justice and propriety inflict punishment upon others for the neglect of theirs.
Three!
Never make an order without punctually attending to it. For if you make a rule and forget it yourself, with what face can you punish another for neglecting it also?
Four!
If you punish only according to justice and reason, with uniformity, you can never be too severe and will be the more respected for it, even by those who suffer.
Five.
Arrangement and regularity form the great secret of doing things well. You must therefore, as far as possible, have everything done according to a fixed rule.
A fixed rule?
A fixed rule.
What do you suppose he meant by that?
I suppose he meant a rule that applies to all. Regardless of circumstances, I guess.
I guess.
And you were in the field beyond?
I was in the field beyond. Yes, I was.
Yes, I was.
There were perhaps a dozen slaves working under my control.
My control?
That is.
A dozen slaves you slave.
Slaves you slave, slaves you slave, slaves you slave, slaves you
A dozen slaves are slave. That is correct.
And what were their hypothetical attributes in the Book of Heaven, the Book of Higher Things?
Round, square, juniper, crabgrass, candlestick, limbo, clock, bumblebee, jackass, crawdad, nuisance, puissance, doorbell, and Virginia Creeper. Well, that's two more than 12, but nothing's perfect, even in the realm of fixed rules.
And how did you arrive at that calculus? By Job?
By means of the Prince of Gators cigar that was given to me by my grandfather.
What was your grandfather's good name?
Clock. Grandfather's name was Clock.
Clock.
His name was Clock.
Clock.
Of the tribe of Clock. But I fear his true mode of locomotion, like that of Prince Sandor.
Prince Sandor. Ah, Prince Sandor.
Was more humble. The singleton Crutch, or Cane, of the tribe of Crutch.
Crutch? Are you telling me Crutch?
Crutch.
Crutch.
That is correct. Of the tribe of Crutch.
Crutch.
Did you overhear any unusual things spoken among them?
Among who?
Among the slaves.
No. Not until later.
And what did you hear then?
Only the most monstrous and grotesque fictions. fictions, of course. Fictions originating with the blacks. With the blacks, of course.
Monstrous and grotesque fictions.
That is correct, sir. Monstrous and grotesque.
But fictions, clearly. You're saying these things you heard them telling in the slave quarters were fictions, clearly? Is that what you're saying?
That is what I'm saying.
I see.
You see, Mrs. Williamson had lost her reason, and the boy James had at first declared he actually witnessed the disappearance, although later he perhaps wisely, yes, perhaps wisely changed his tune. And the Williamson child, a girl, what's her name, has proved a complete ninny, and goes about telling how she knew it was going to happen because of how she had charged her father with, "You have not talked to the horses. You have not talked to the horses about the mysteries of Selma."
Selma! Selma, Alabama!
I mean, it all quite defies the great secret of doing things well, by arrangement and regularity.
By arrangement and regularity? What do you mean?
Yes, for Mr. Williamson's advice on the topic of Negro management, arrangement and regularity form the great secret of doing things well. Further, the boy, James Wren, had the good sense to amend his testimony, I suppose because it was ridiculous and had the appearance of a fiction, a monstrous and grotesque fiction.
His father, Armour Wren, has taken charge of that, and the black boy, Sam, being a black boy, is judged incompetent to give his testimony.
Yes, yes, that is good.
Good? What the hell is good about it, Andrew? We have before us the instance of a fully grown man disappearing from off the face of the earth. Disappearing in full view of family, friends, and the eye of the Almighty himself. And you find that good?
No, sir. That is not what I meant.
Well, I, for one, do not find it good. I find it... Damnation! I do not know how I find it. But I do not find it good.
What I meant to suggest was... Oh, hell! None of the field hands in the field to which Mr. Williamson, my brother, was going had seen him at all. And the most rigorous search of the entire plantation and adjoining country failed to supply a clue.
And?
Okay! Okay. His name was Cluck, of the tribe of Cluck. But I fear his true mode of locomotion, like that of Prince Xandor.
Prince Xandor. Ah, Prince Xandor.
Was more humble. The singleton crutch or cane of the tribe of crutch or cane. Yes, Grandfather Cluck, wise presence in the gulf of empty time. And I know the secret history of horses, and I know the mysteries of Selma, Alabama. A, the efficacy of the Kansas-Nebraska Act, recently passed by the Congress in Washington, postponing and prolonging the catastrophe that is shortly to be upon us. B, the wit and glowing wisdom of the late John C. Calhoun, with his thoughts on the topic of Negro management. And C, the arrangement and regularity of doing things well. Which is a great secret? A great secret to the gulf that is... The gulf that must have yawned up beneath us. That must yawn up beneath us. Yawn up before us. Beneath us all in the open invisible. So that something or someone... Something heretofore hidden shall be revealed. And someone or something else must be nominated in absence and turned to purest gold. The gold of reality
translated into that of a fiction. For we are building a nation. We are building a nation. We are building a nation. We are building an erasure.
Is you is? Or is you ain't?
It is not the purpose of this narrative to answer that question. This court has come to a decision, and that decision is that Williamson is dead, and his estate shall be distributed according to the law.